How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the shows that I wish I went to around here this summer, Shime, I think it was away or something, but I wanted to see John Mellencamp and John Mellon Cougar. And those who went said that he just played the hits. He's one of those guys who has had an aversion to playing the hits, which pisses me off. Like, we're paying the money
right
for you to play the hits. You know what I mean, Curtis?
Yeah, deep cuts only.
So... I'm kind of sad about that. Are you going to see Stapleton? Is that this weekend, Chris Stapleton, Chime?
Oh, I am not going to see Stapleton,
okay.
No.
Okay. All right.
Is he the guy who sings Tennessee Whiskey?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Arguably the best voice in country music, without a doubt, I think, and then maybe one of the best voices in all of music right now.
All right. Well, the weekend is here.
Sure
let's,
is.
Let's open the window world of Boston weather window for Curtis in the middle of a heat wave. All right, Curtis. When you put your head outside, it's probably going to perspire immediately right now.
It is just soup out there. Brutal. What's the best hot weather food, Greg? Is it gazpacho?
Are we in the dessert category? It's certainly ice cream.
Yeah, that's true.
I do love a cold a gazpacho or even a cold melon soup as an appetizer.
You've never had that in your life.
You've never had like a honeydew bisque? Very, very good.
I would rather die.
And light on the calories. And
nice.
Get your daily intake of fruits.
Nice blue vanilla, slush king or Richie slush watermelon.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say watermelon feta salad.
Very good.
Sounds amazing. Anything with feta just makes me smile. 77 degrees outside, sunny, going to be 92 today.
Mm.
Real feel will be approaching 100 degrees at lunchtime in downtown Boston. Oh. So, Greg, I was going to, they say check on your elderly neighbors. I was going to go by your house yesterday.
Listen, Linz and I went on the second walk of the day at like 5 o'clock yesterday. No problems whatsoever. I was out there this morning in the middle of it. Got a bunch, half my steps in this morning. No problem. So no need to worry, Curtis.
Okay, good.
But don't be worried about me. I will be on the lake. I will be on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Oh, that's right.
By, I don't know, 2 o'clock this afternoon. And, you can find me on a boat. If you need me, find me on a boat.
Please be careful because you can't float as well in lake water.
I am boating today.
One of my highlights of last summer was with Bullet on the SS Dooley.
Yes, yes.
Great, great time up there, so enjoy it.
Well, the Dooleys have a big, gigantic, one of those giant dogs.
Yeah.
Rex is his name. And he and Bullet love each other, so they frolic all day in the waters.
Great
of Lake
place.
Minnesota.
Enjoy.
So, can't wait. All right. You can get a whole house full of new energy-efficient windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. That's it. $99 a month installed. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Coming up in just a little bit, they said it at 7:15, and that includes what Chad Tracy said when ranking last night's insane win for the Boston Red Sox in his emergency top five, and what Jaylen Brown said about the post-trade phone call from Jason Tatum that never came. Are any of you organ donors?
I am.
I am.
Okay. I used to be when I was single, but I don't get a rim shot for that. but let me just tell you about this story that's in the news today, because I think it might be a little bit of a cautionary tale. And you should keep your, should you ever unfortunately get ill, keep your relatives close by to protect you. The Organ Procurement Organization Network for Hope, which is located in Kentucky, has been decertified by the federal government because they apparently were ignoring signs of life from several patients.
What?
Who were scheduled for organ donations. So these people had checked the box on the license or whatever, organ donor.
Mm-hmm.
And the organ donation organization was ignoring the signs of life that the patient had so as to be able to get the kidney or the liver or whatever is being going to be transplanted.
Wow.
Can you imagine, like, you're on your deathbed and they come in there and you're like, oh, you're like gasping for help, and they're like, hold on a second, let me just grab this pillow and put it over your face, sir. Like, I mean, are you kidding me? That's terrifying.
That is nuts.
Absolutely terrifying.
That is terrible. Wild. I thought you had to be flatlined before.
Did the man die? He did.
Yeah. There are some people who are not organ donors because they just can't imagine that being done to their body.
That's
after
me.
They're gone. Is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad saying that because but in my mind, it's same thing with like being cremated. I do not want to be cremated because what if you're gone, you can feel it.
What?
Like that's where my mind goes.
Oh, what if you wake up in a casket 6 feet on the ground? That's why I want to be cremated.
Same.
Like, what's worse? Yeah. Waking up in a casket.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to be cremated.
Mm-hmm. Because what if you do wake up in a casket being buried 6 feet on the ground?
But isn't it more, I don't know, like, don't you feel better about passing if you know that, like, your heart is giving someone else life? Like, that you're sort of living on.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, it's a good point.
Yeah. Organ donors save lives. So many lives.
Oh, maybe I'll change it.
There you go.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. This is Frank from New Hampshire. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back, Courtney.
Thank you.
What do you think Derek White thinks about the recent transaction to get rid of Jaylen Brown? What do you think the team thinks? Jaylen Brown was there for the team, picked the team up when they needed it through that season. Jason Tatum can't even finish off the last series of the playoffs, but he would have played the next series. How do you think the team feels about that whole thing mixed up?
I think
it's going to be a yes.
Derek White is good friends with Tatum. He's perfectly fine with it.
I mean, but it's a interesting question to ask. And when we get to it momentarily, what Jaylen Brown said about the interaction between he and Jason Tatum, or lack thereof,
right,
since the trade, presents a couple interesting questions about Jason Tatum. There are people who are texting in. Mm-hmm. Who believed that the Celtics traded the wrong guy.
I believe that.
You believe that?
I believe there are people out there who believe.
But do you believe it?
No, I believe they traded the right guy. They just traded him for the wrong thing. And there's one thing that my mother used to say that I cannot wait till we get to with the Jaylen Brown stuff, because I already know how people feel about what he said about the Tatum call. I cannot wait, because my mother used to say it all the time and she was spot on.
I think they traded the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean,
I do. I think that Jaylen Brown has been clutch when he needs to be. And unfortunately, I think Jason Tatum's an unbelievable talent, an unbelievable player. He just hasn't proven to me that he can take this team all the way.
Floats your boat, 00 in the Twitch chat. Absolutely, we traded the wrong guy. Curtis, where are you on it?
No, I don't think they traded the wrong guy. I mean, if it were up to me, I would have traded Tatum for a haul and remove Mazzulla, but that's a pipe dream. So I think Tatum's a better player than Jaylen Brown. I just view this now as Kraft without Belichick, that Tatum now has his team, and he's going to feel all the pressure on him that he has to succeed absent Jaylen Brown.
New Hampshire ski guy in the Twitch chat. Courtney, spot on. There's a considerable amount of people, and I don't know if it changed yesterday, because I think that we'll get to it, but I think there are people that think what occurred or didn't occur is weird, and it makes them question Jason Tatum.
This is only bad for Brad.
It's bad for Brad.
Because I think there are people like Courtney that, you know, believe the wrong guy's gone, but it's now going to come to who can go further, right?
if Jason Tatum gets bounced first round in the playoffs, just like Jaylen did last year, people in the gutter now say, see, you split up two guys that helped us win a championship. Excuse me, you should have been able to work it out with, work it out with those two guys, Brad. So that's the way that
Are
I look at
okay?
it. Yeah, I had a frog in my throat.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah.
So
and I don't
want
and I don't want to hawk a loogie on
no,
here.
No. I sometimes do that.
My least favorite sound.
Who's most at fault for how the Jaylen Brown tenure ended?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were asking us.
No. Yeah. Jaylen Brown overwhelmingly over Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens, Celtics fans right now will not blame Brad Stevens for this team. They will say Tatum got the team he wanted, and this is what you have. If Jaylen Brown is great and Jason Tatum is not, they're not going to say it's Brad Stevens' fault.
No, but if you really look at it, people who really look at this...
I'm just talking about the fans
of
the Celtics.
No, I know what the fans... But some fans are emotional to the person they like or they don't like. Mm-hmm. If you look at this situation from the 30,000 feet and you go, why are we here right now? It is because, and I throw Brad into the ownership, it is because... You had the ownership and Brad pitting two guys against each other where one guy was always in the shadow of the other guy.
Right, because Tatum wanted it that way.
No. Tatum got drafted after Jaylen.
Right, Tatum wanted to be the guy. He doesn't like Jaylen Brown. He's happy he's gone.
No, but you can't, as an organization, let that leak.
It happens in the NBA every year.
I agree with you, Wiggy, but I think Curtis is spot on with this. If Jason Tatum has a tough season this year and Jaylen Brown goes off, people are going to be pissed at Tatum. Nobody's going to be really thinking about Brad Stevens in the moment.
I understand that.
Because I think you think overall, you're thinking logics, like what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yes.
Brad Stevens got rid of Jaylen Brown, but people are just going to look at the fact that Jason Tatum wanted that to happen.
Right, and I agree with you on that. And I think if there'll be a small group of people that'll say, all right, they'll use the Achilles as an excuse, but I think you're right. There'll be a lot of people that will say, hey, you got rid of the wrong guy, right?
Yeah.
If they both get bounced in the first round, which there could be a possibility, but I think the people that will pull themselves from the situation will go, they always kept Jaylen, or they made it always like he was in Jason Tatum's shadow.
We have to pause for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want to get to John and Bob and Jay and all of you. And I was talking about the Twitch chat, a reminder that we are available on Twitch and YouTube for your viewing pleasure. Some would say that looking at some of us, not a pleasure, but that's personal taste. And so we are presented.
That Hill Note lady likes looking at me.
We are presented every day on Twitch and on YouTube by Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and it is always a great time to buy diamonds at Springer's Jewelers. So if you're in the market, go see them. They listen to the show every day like you do. And the calls on the Red Sox, on Jaylen Brown, on the Patriots – and then they said it all coming up next.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime, is there some kind of a problem with the radio broadcast this morning? I'm getting text after text after text.
Yeah, I believe Real Life Tom also just got a couple calls saying that the signal's cutting in and
right.
out. Everything's good through my headset currently, but I texted the engineer.
Yes, I know it's good through your headset, but yes, get the engine. Do we have any engineers left around here?
I texted Eric, our guy Eric Fitch, who does a great job around here.
AI Eric.
I mean, these people, they're trying to eat their breakfast. They're trying to drive to work. They're trying to enjoy Wiggy and one of his live reads, which I don't like to air dirty laundry, but Chime, apparently you got to get Wiggy the copy the day before because he was not able to pre-read his copy earlier.
Yeah, you'll get, what's this say? User sign up and get 10 days of... Yeah. Well, it's because they should use ChatGPT to write it.
No.
Because sometimes when people write it, they miss, instead of off, they'll put of. Oh. Or instead of, they'll put off.
Yeah. Right, but you know you can pre-read.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's why I said I was pre-reading.
No, but you said you weren't able to pre-read.
No, because this was a new copy.
Yeah, but it's new when you get here. You can pre-read it.
I always pre-read when I get here.
So Shime needs to alert you that it's new copy.
Yes. Yeah, that would be nice if he could do that. I know he's busy. He's a busy man trying to make sure that the signal's clear, but.
Still sounds horrible. 508 text. Like out in Western Mass, 105.5
dime double nickel.
Hearing every third or fourth word.
Oh,
broadcast is skipping. Now this happens sometimes in the summer.
Oh, sunspots.
Yes, can we get a sunspot baby rejoin from Bob Seger?
Yes, we can.
Your hero and my hero.
Hell yeah,
Seger. But it could be a weather-related thing. That's probably what Eric is going to tell you.
Oh. Okay.
This has happened since the dawn of my radio career.
Well, I've sent out some texts, put some feelers out to the engineers. We'll see what I get back. All
right. Please don't put any feelers out. That's not something that anybody wants to encounter. Well, maybe Lauren. But all right. It's a Friday, and Wiggy is feeling generous this morning.
You already know, Greg. Okay. Parlay Playboy loves to give stuff away. Fan Cash Fridays are powered by Fanatic Sportsbook, America's fastest-growing sportsbook. Be the 10th caller on our WEEI contest line at 617-931-0937 for your chance to win $100 in fan cash from Fanatic Sportsbook. Every Friday, winning hits different here.
This is John from Peabody. Hello, John.
How you doing? Dictation, because I did have a TBI, and I get confused.
Okay.
But I did write some stuff down. I wanted to congratulate, so I don't forget, Courtney on her baby.
Thank you.
Because I know she's going to be a great mother, having a blast. And I want to congratulate, I can't remember his name because I get confused, the one that's been working there. I've been listening to the radio show for 40 years.
Yeah.
The one that beat the disease of drunk.
Oh, Curtis.
And alcohol.
Oh, yeah, Curtis.
Yep.
Right.
I want to congratulate him because that is not an easy disease to beat.
He's
done a great job.
He's still inflicted with the smartest man in the room disease, the Jaylen Brown.
Oh, I love that statement. I can say that all.
Yeah.
Now, on Jaylen Brown, my daughter knew nothing about any sport.
Uh-huh.
She watched every Celtics game and loved Brown.
Uh-huh.
I like him. But I don't hear anybody. Now, Brad Stevens in Missoula drafted him and watched this guy play. No one mentions Hugo Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was a summer league. He's going to play 35 minutes of Jaylen Brown's minutes. He's 20 years old. He's going to get a double-double. He averaged 19 points in the summer league, had 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a couple steals. He's great defensively. Mm-hmm. And he will play Jaylen Brown's 35 minutes, and you guys will – I'll call you in the middle of the year.
Okay.
Whether I'm right or wrong.
Call us. We'll eat our words. Which would be better than the warm seafood tower for some of us.
Right.
Everything A-okay apparently on the Cape. 96.3 on the Cape is fine, according to the texters. So it's just a problem with some of the other signals. Now, can I tell you this? I know we're behind, but it's a Friday.
Right.
I saw something. I experienced something yesterday I've never experienced. And the Cape texters remind me. I had a meeting on Cape Cod with our marvelous partners from Pernod Ricard. And the fine people at Pelham House and Love Farm. When I am driving down there on the expressway, the traffic is, as it always is a complete cluster F anyway.
No matter when.
A motorcycle police officer, Boston police officer, pulls to the front, gets off his motorcycle, and holds his hands up and tells every lane of traffic on the expressway to stop immediately.
Mm.
He then sits there for a reasonable amount of time and is waving something through, and it was a funeral procession.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, very important, somebody has passed away. Have you ever seen they stop all 4 lanes on the expressway for that?
Yeah, I've never seen all 4 lanes.
I've never seen that. Like the funeral procession, could mm-hmm. they go on the one lane on the far right or whatever? Mm-hmm.
I've never seen all 4 lanes. Yeah. I've seen them in one lane with police escort at the front and the back.
I appreciate that the people are grieving, but the entire that they stopped the entire Southeast Expressway.
Wow. I mean,
I think it's
got to be somebody of importance.
Right, right, because to get a police escort?
I would assume so.
Well, I was thinking maybe, would it be a military casualty?
Maybe. Right. It must have been something of great importance, but it was wild. Wow. I've never seen it before.
Did you honk and say, what are you
doing?
No.
I was very respectful, Curtis. Good. I am always very respectful of others. All right, let's get a winner. This apparently is Neil. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Well, not as good as you, Neil. Wiggy has some cash for you.
I appreciate it, Wig.
Neil, congratulations. $100 fan cash for you, brother. Spend it wisely, okay?
I will. I'll do my best.
You got it.
All right, Neil.
Ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest growing sportsbook? Well, I'll tell you, other sportsbooks, their rewards are just not the same. But FanCash is different. It's the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack it. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% FanCash back on your wages, win or lose. Use FanCash to unlock the world of Fanatics with more bets, profit boosts, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. If you want value for your bets, Fanatics will always have your back. Did I also mention they're giving away millions of fan cash this year with games like Fan Cash Drop? Tap in every Friday to see what the fuss is about. Download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. New users sign up and get 10 days of $100 fan cash bet matches only at Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different. Must be 21 years or older. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RESET.
Let me tell you something, Eddie Dogecoin in the Twitch chat. I will never stop, ever stop acting out the lyrics. And if you think it's cringe, I will do it even more often.
There you go. Enjoy it, man.
Especially when it's a Seeger song. So, sunspots, did Eric tell you if that's the issue? When it comes to the signal problems?
He said he's looking into it. He says he thinks it's a weather issue, but it could be the transmitter. He will double check.
Do you know any guy that uses the word cringe?
Yes, some. But not a lot of them. But
like, you're out to dinner and somebody says, like, oh, that's cringe.
They're all under 30.
Yeah, I would think so.
I don't know anybody in my life that has ever used that word.
I would think they're under 33. Yeah. Girls shine right. That would use, oh, that's so cringe.
Oh, you're dancing? That's cringe.
He's the now, Lulu.
My apologies if you're experiencing signal issues this morning. A Kurtspiracy out there that this is some sort of a marketing ploy to get you to subscribe to Sirius XM for when we are on there on September 1st, and I can tell you it is not. There's nothing afoot, and I like to make it clear because every time I mention it, people go, wait, you're not going to be on the radio. Yes, we will be on the free radio for you for a long time. But we will also be available starting September 1st on our own channel on Sirius XM. And certainly we will continue to be available on the Odyssey app, a brilliant listening experience on the app. So download it. And you can stream us at WEEI.com, and you can watch us on Twitch and on YouTube, all of those things.
You bring up the app. Can I give an appreciation?
I have a ton of them to get to.
Oh, okay.
I think I promised two people yesterday that it would be at 7:20.
Oh, okay.
And epic fail. Go ahead.
Well, mine was I promised that I know that Christy tunes in at 7:30 every single morning on her way to work.
Uh-huh.
I was out with her. We had a drink last night. I met her last night. I wanted her to stay for dinner. I loved her so much. And I think so often we see negativity when it comes to, you know, listeners and what they have to say about us. It's so nice to meet people in person who are just, we have the kindest people that listen to this show. And she was so cool. I want to go to a bar with her.
Okay.
And she's my mom's age.
All right. Yep.
I love her. So, Christy, good morning.
Hi, Chris. Jim Morris from Quincy, who I ran into yesterday, and Wayne from the Boston Police Department, who was working a detail. In my neighborhood. Wayne listens every single day. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, let's get to it, please. Shine.
They said it. It's time for
They Said It.
They Said It.
They Said It. You know, some of these rats around here.
We score 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
Duval.
Humbly, one of the best basketball players in the world.
They Said It.
The Greg Hill Show.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they're ready to stand beside you during your toughest moments. So if you've been hurt at work, hurt at a business, reach out to Ketch's. Go to ketcheslaw.com. Shine, what's up first?
Well, Greg, we got to start with that crazy, crazy finish to the Red Sox game last night. That was one of the more wild games I've seen in baseball in quite some time.
It is insane. You're down in the ninth, down in the 10th, down in the 11th, down in the 12th. And Derby walks it off for you. The hero we all needed.
The Derby.
And they do it over and over and over again. They find ways to win. They used to find ridiculous, never done before ways to lose. Now they find ways to win. But go ahead.
It really is unbelievable, though, Greg. Like, they were the worst team in baseball, losing, not tagging up. They didn't know how many outs there were on a nightly basis. So
they couldn't challenge a pitch.
they were dead last in the freaking challenge system.
I mean, it's unbelievable. We are going to look, just remember this. We are going to look back when we're in the nursing home and say, we were alive when? Just think about that. Go ahead. Anyway, what?
You could be in the nursing home during.
Yes, it might happen. Could happen. Well,
Chad Tracy, the interim manager, and as Curtis pointed out, probably should have that interim tag pulled and become the full-time manager of your Boston Red Sox, spoke after the game and was asked about where this game kind of ranks all time for him as a guy who's seen a lot of baseball.
You've seen a lot of baseball games. How did that one?
That ranks at the top of the list, I'd say. You guys can ask me questions about the game. I don't know if I'll quite remember what inning certain things happened. It was unbelievable. They just did not want to lose. So it was incredible.
You brought it up earlier, Curtis. Fenway faithful there till the bitter end at 11:30, and it's 100 degrees in there, and everybody's standing up, and it's a great time to be alive.
There is no better place on the planet to do this. Like, we take it for granted, but the wave, there was times when, do you remember the 2008 season? They had just won an 07. It was the ALCS against the Rays. They were down 3-1, and there was, I think it was game 5 or game 6, where they were down 8 runs in the 7th inning, and they came back. And Francona said after the game, he's like, there are some nights, it's just Fenway lifts us to things that we couldn't do. And that was one of those nights where it was like, even you're down 5-2, then you tie it at 5-5, and then you're down, and then they get the 2-run bomb at the top of the 10th. You tie it in the bottom of the 10th. Like, the crowd was not going to let that team quit.
Yeah.
It was just awesome.
And it's guy after guy after guy. Right. It's not like you point to, you know, one guy. Texter says Brian Bayo looks like a different human being.
Right.
He's remarkable out of the pen. It is stunning. It is one of the most stunning transformations I've ever seen in my life, where he goes from a starter who cannot get out of the first inning without giving up a bomb, and then all of a sudden comes out of the bullpen and is an absolute stud.
Maybe he's Beatty Papelbon.
Right. Which is crazy, because you would think as a starter, the first inning, there's really not that much pressure on you. But generally, when you come out of the bullpen, you're in a pressure situation. You know,
that helps some guys.
You know, and
yeah, maybe he takes it to, maybe he's too lackadaisical in the first inning.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, it's unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break, but we will get to more of They Said It, including what Jaylen Brown said about talking with or not talking with Jason Tatum after the trade coming up.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Up next, news with Courtney coming up in a little bit. Big dog of the week at 8:45 this morning. Some on the text line were asking if you were planning on barking as you did last time during the segment, and I would ask not.
I mean, I'd be happy to appease the people, Greg. Greg, isn't the show all about giving the customers what they want?
We're up against it.
You are all bite, no bark.
I got a little bit of bark.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, and then 9, we will go to Gillette Stadium and talk to Mego, who was there yesterday for the fireworks between Christian Gonzalez and AJ Brown, and some who were there, they were saying that Mike Vrabel sent after the 3 interceptions, said this is over and ended it early. But I don't know if that's legit or not. So we'll get a report on that from Mego coming up at 9 on this morning's show. Yes, Curtis.
Were you surprised that they addressed the Russini stuff on the broadcast last night for the NBC telecast?
I guess. I mean, I like the story from my perspective. was months ago now, and it's like you see the two of them, he and Mrs. Vrabel out and about, and right. If she's okay with it, I'm okay with it.
It was odd. Tomlin was if he doesn't win early, it'll get loud.
What did you think of the job Mike Tomlin did last night?
I thought he did well. He did the interview with the quarterback of the Panthers,
Bryce Young, talk.
I think Tomlin is born to do TV. He's got that personality. He's young. I'm certain he will have opportunities to get back into coaching should he want to, and he probably will at some point, but I thought he looked pretty comfortable.
I also thought the Russini thing, Wiggy and I were just talking about it off air. They didn't really say much. It was more like, if they're winning, they're winning. If they're losing, people will look at that, but...
It was just like they had an off-field situation, and they kind of went through the stuff.
I'm with Greg. It's over, though.
I was surprised.
Okay, so Mego down there and Jones and Keith down there all day today, and they will join you at 10 this morning as they always do. We were in the middle of They Said It. What is next?
Well, Greg, it's time to get to Jaylen Brown. He was asked about Jason Tatum and if they've talked at all since Jaylen Brown got traded to Philadelphia. We can hear Jaylen Brown at his press conference yesterday.
Jaylen, how would you characterize your relationship with Jason over the last year, Jason Tatum? And is that a partnership you both wanted to continue before the trade?
We won a championship together. So anybody that you win a championship, you would think that's what, a brotherhood or a lifelong legacy would entail. Obviously, there's ups and downs in any type of relationship, for sure, but on my end, it's nothing but respect. Besides when he plays the Sixers, I hope he does well. But other than that, everything for me is just based in respect.
Have you guys been able to talk?
Not really.
So, fascinating yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it earlier. Does the fact that Jason Tatum didn't reach out, phone call, text, whatever, DM... Mm-hmm. and say anything to him, change your opinion of Jason Tatum at all?
No, because Ma Dukes used to tell me this all the time when I was growing up. Phone works both ways.
Oh.
So, what?
Why would Jaylen Brown pick up phone and call Jason Tatum when it's clear as day to me that Jason Tatum wanted him out of there? If anybody was to pick up the phone, I understand phone works both ways.
Right.
But if you're telling Greg, I don't like Courtney, I want her out of here, and I'm shipped out, then I would never call you.
But then I would never call you.
That's what we're saying.
Why would I be shocked at that? No, it doesn't
change.
No.
Does it change your opinion of Jason Tatum?
No.
But you...
You just said that if...
That's so crazy
But
to
you
me
just
because,
said if I don't like you...
Right.
Why would I call you to be like, hey...
Because it's the right thing to
sorry
do.
Sorry you're
right.
gone.
Yeah.
What?
It's the right thing to do.
No,
what
no,
Curtis
no, but...
just said.
It's not the right thing to do if we don't get along.
Of course it is.
So
let me ask you this question, and it's simple. Pebbles didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
So is it the right thing for her to do to pick up the phone and call me?
But if she, because you say she got you fired. I think that it.
So you think it would be the right thing?
Well, you certainly wouldn't be calling her.
No.
Then why does the phone work both ways?
I wouldn't expect her to call me. Is what I'm saying.
Fine. Then let's go back and finally acknowledge for everybody who is saying, "Oh, just because they don't like this is you, Wiggy. Just because they don't hang out outside of work doesn't mean that the two of them don't like each other. They clearly did not like each other.
No, I said
they
on the court they can coexist.
They coexist.
Yes.
Okay.
And I said off the court they didn't F with each other. That means that there's whatever it is, whether it's dislike, whether it's animosity, whether it's I'm a little jealous, whatever that adjective that you want to use.
I go back to the post the night of the trade when we were in Newport on a beautiful yacht when Tatum just posts a story of Deuce shooting threes. That is next level, horror film stuff.
And listen, Wiggy might be right here, or I don't know if it's the way he's quoting his mom or whatever, but in the Twitch chat, the comment says, Jaylen Brown throws digs all year long, and you expect Jason Tatum to want to take the high road.
Because he won.
Yeah, but Curtis, you make it sound like Use your common sense. There are people that you probably worked with before. Situation pops off. You didn't like that person or you didn't rock with them or whatever right. it is. And then they leave. Do you reach out to them and say, hey, sorry that you're gone?
No, people left and called and demanded I quit and then tried to get me fired.
But like, just stay on the conversation
I've
of this.
I've never gotten anybody fired.
Right, no, but stay on the conversation of this. If two people don't really F with each other, why are you shocked when one doesn't reach out to the other?
I was fascinated that he never really answered the question, which was whether the two of them wanted the partnership to continue.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't answer that.
Oh, because you know they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
well, so then you can't blame Brad Stevens.
No, no, but I would say this, their maturity.
You can't blame Bill Chisholm, and you can't blame Brad Stevens if the two of them were in a non-functioning relationship at that point.
No, they were in a relationship where they were able to function on the court. Off the court, completely different, but there were two classy, mature guys that can function on the court together.
Let me get Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
Guys, how are you? Listen, if Tatum had any respect for Brown whatsoever, he at the very least, gets out and congratulates him, thanks him for everything he's done. But you say something to him, and to me, this is just an indication all the more that it's Tatum that really had a problem with Brown. Because if he didn't, you pick up the phone and you say something to him after release. You don't spend all that time together and not saying anything.
Eddie, to Greg's point, no, it's not exactly. To Greg's point, why would I pick up the phone and call somebody who's been crapping on me all year long? Why?
He wasn't crapping on me all year long.
He kind of was. I appreciate the respect you give Jaylen Brown. And you said earlier this morning, That they traded the wrong guy, in your opinion.
Yeah, in my opinion. Yeah.
And in your opinion, they traded the wrong guy. And maybe this is an indication of the kind of person that Jason Tatum is. I don't know.
But can we all?
I think it's an indication, Greg, of where they were just able to work and coexist on the court together. And off the court, they for whatever reason, they didn't really see eye to eye, whatever the situation was, and that's where the relationship ended. As soon as they got off the court, there was really no crazy relationship.
Listen, from my perspective, you don't even have to call or text. You could post something.
Exactly.
Like,
just to save face.
How about a post?
Do you remember when Stiz did the great job of putting together all the things that Tatum had posted about other teammates that had left?
Yes. Yes.
He could have done
so. He did put a post up.
I know, like a month later.
But he did it, and it, whether it was a month later or right away, I don't understand how you, like, want people who don't really fool with each other to be saying, calling and texting each other or putting posts up. Like,
I just think that if you have any respect for what they were able to do together, and Jaylen Brown was a big reason why Jason Tatum mm-hmm. has a ring, right? You would agree?
Yeah.
Then you call him and just say, hey.
Why?
Because.
So why can't Jaylen say, hey, listen, man, I'm going to call him and say, hey, I know things didn't go the way we wanted it to go.
Because Jaylen Brown thinks that he got shipped out of there right. because of Jason Tatum.
Jaylen Brown, did he say this year it was his
yes,
favorite
he did.
Season?
He did.
Did he not put up stats, right?
He did.
About how good
mid-season,
it was.
Mid-season. About how great they were doing without Jason
so
Tatum.
With
we
that,
were told that was a nothing burger.
So with that.
I'm sitting right here. That's my fault.
What that does is then it undermines the other guy. So, and then if the relationship splits, why should the other guy?
It's just an interesting take from you because you think that they still could have played together on the court this season.
Favorite season so far.
Courtney,
what happens when every politician wins a race? They stand up and they say, I'd like to congratulate my opponent.
This is different though. Courtney, you know how many guys I played with that I did never talk to them again?
Steve Smith.
That happens all the time in sports.
I think they were fine on the court, as you said, mm-hmm. up until this season. And I think what Jaylen Brown did during the season
mm-hmm.
and afterwards
mm-hmm.
On his stream, it pissed off Jason Tatum.
I'd agree
and
with
I
you.
And I think Jason Tatum was like, ship him out of here because don't need it.
Probably
and
did.
So
it's not Brad Stevens' fault.
Probably did.
That's what's interesting to me. That's what I got from yesterday.
Right.
Is like, they were fine together for a while. They were able to win. They were able to coexist, as you say. But once Jaylen Brown was out there saying, me, 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 look what I'm doing with this team this season, minus the other guy.
Right.
Jason Tatum's like, F that, dude.
And
like,
listen, I agree with you to a certain extent, Curtis. My thing about
that's why I don't blame Brad Stevens.
But here's why,
because he had no choice in
the
matter.
But here's why I blame Brad Stevens, right? And I've said it
because he didn't get the value that
exactly.
But
because you're compromised on Tatum.
The value
has nothing to do with compromise.
The value wasn't out there because theoretically of whether it's usage, you want to go analytics, or you want to go the impression that people have of Jaylen Brown, the value wasn't out there.
And I agree with you, Greg. But then my thing is, and this is what I said, this is why I'm upset with Brad. My thing is, they have been going through this for a number of years. And
No.
This is where you and I differ. I think that this year maybe might have taken it to another level, but I believe just based off the way that their classy and maturity level is, that they could have did it for one more year. So if you didn't get that value, ride it out for another year.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff from Jaylen Brown yesterday. And we are going to get to Courtney and today's news in 2 minutes exactly on the Greg Hill Show.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.